we're on the air, and I guess I should note that we are on the air and that we will be videoing this. So for roll call, Director Banks?
Here.
Director Dodson?
Present.
Director Johnson?
Here.
Director Gomez?
Here.
Director Brooks?
Here.
Director Gonzalez?
Here.
Director Sauer?
Here.
Director Sweeney? And Director Schillers. So we do have a quorum, and we will now proceed to the public comment portion of our meeting. And all right, this is the portion that we set aside during our meeting to hear from the public. I will call your name. If you wish to speak, please fill out one of these yellow cards, give it to a tollway staff member, and we will get you on the list. I would ask you, we have a number of people who would like to speak today. We want to hear from everybody, and we want to give everybody a chance to speak, so please confine your remarks to 3 minutes. I will cut you off at 3. I don't want to, but it is our rules. So, without further ado, our first speaker is Mr. Steve Park. He is from the village of Gurnee. And, Steve, I would ask you to go speak into the microphone up there, if you don't mind.
Good morning. My name is Steve Park. I'm the village of Gurnee representative on both the finance and land use committees for Route 53. And also about 2.5 months ago, I was asked to be the executive director of the Lake County Transportation Alliance, which is a not-for-profit organization focused on economic development, transportation, and quality of life in Lake County and Northern Illinois. At Tuesday's public hearing in Lake County, where the chairman and Mr. Sauer were both present, we heard a lot of opinions given. Some was misinformation, some about congestion, taxes, the environment. Some was very understandably personal issues about people that lived very close, sometimes adjacent to the right-of-way, and were upset that the road might occur even though it's been on the books for years. Some feel they have not been sufficiently included in the process to date, and some have been trying to force their opinion that consensus must equal unanimous support, which doesn't happen too often. I ask you to please consider the facts when you consider funding the environmental impact statement for this road. Traffic congestion is the most important issue originally identified by a United Way study in Northern Illinois area, particularly in Lake County. Route 53 has been studied by LakeDOT and IDOT and is defined as the best alternative to try and improve that situation. CMAP 2040 plan listed 53 as the number one capital improvement in the region. Growth has come to Lake County since the 90s, even without building roads, so that dog don't hunt, if you will, when you say that the road will be bringing more congestion. And multiple committees, the BRAC, the Land Use Finance, have included exceptional talent in the form of consultants, facilitators, and members analyzing the issue. The number one fact today is the Tollway Board decision to include funding for the environmental impact statement in 2016. It gives us the best opportunity to answer many remaining questions. Many times it's been stated the devil is in the details. This is how we get there. It allows for additional public input into the research and analysis to better define whether 53 does make sense. It continues to bring open dialogue to the discussion of Route 53, and the EIS proposal on your board agenda will be a significant facilitator for that discussion. Support does exist. 40 mayors of villages representing 88% of the population of Lake County have said, let's do it. 76% supported the road in the 2009 referendum. The LCTA just last month did another poll, and it was 75%, very consistent. And Long Grove took their own poll, and 75% of the respondents said, begrudgingly perhaps, that yes, it probably would improve the traffic congestion issue, regardless of whether they like it or not. So I suggest let's find out the most important answers to many questions, very legitimate questions, through the EIS process. I strenuously support funding in your 2016 budget for this environmental impact study. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Park. Next is Deepak Shah from Chicago, and the topic is diversity inclusion. Mr. Shah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've never spoken in front of board in as big room, so if you see me a little bit nervous, I am nervous. I'm here not to ask for anything or not to change anything. I came to say thank you. I'm president of Rubino's and Miss Engineers, and we are a minority engineering firm. And in the last 10 years, the board and tollway has substantially changed the way you include minority firms, woman-owned firms, and DBEs. And the amount of the work they give is so much that a lot of good firms have grown to good-sized firm now. And this cannot be possible without good support from board and top to bottom, because Paul Kovacs and Gustava and their group, they work really, really hard to do what they do, plus they help the minority firms. So I encourage you to continue that and continue to do good work, because we, in exchange, we provide our work to the smaller minority firms, smaller WBE firms, and in exchange we support the groups like HACEA, PASO, UIC, in the scholarship or the work or etc. So I would urge you to continue very good work. And I would like to just one more time say thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw. Next is Mr. Vern Stewart. He is from Downers Grove. He would also like to speak on diversity. Mr. Stewart.
Good morning, board.
Good morning.
I'm very thankful to be able to kind of share my thoughts on what and where we were and where we come from. In 2004, the board didn't look like this. The tollway didn't look like this when I would walk through the halls. I was one of the more fortunate consultants that had an opportunity to be able to walk these halls and work here. This is it's a new day and era. But one of the things to be very thankful for is the fact that you've created programs that have allowed companies like myself and companies like others that you're here to speak today that have made a difference on where we are, where we were yesterday and where we are today. You know, the consultants that you guys have hired to be a part of your system that believe in your philosophy have helped us, you know, get places that very few people I can say that have been in many other agencies that I've been fortunate to work with. You know, resulting in, you know, SC3 being one of the first black firms because of your GEC contract, you having an opportunity to be able to work in North Dakota. This is a big deal, and it's a huge footprint that this agency has offered firms like ours. I guess, in all fairness, I'd love to see this committee and this board continue the path that they have, the passion they have in diversity. Because right now, I can vouch for a number of firms that now that we have touched, that because of this tollway is the reason why we still are here. And why I had three people here 4 years ago, and I have 24 today. That's a big deal. And it's all because of what you guys have done with promoting the programs you believe in. I would love to see this continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Cruz Bernal Albano, and he's from Park Ridge, and he would also like to speak on she's, excuse me, I apologize. She is from Park Ridge, and she would like to also speak on diversity. Ms. Bernal Albano.
Good morning. I'm Cruz Bernal Albano, and I just started an engineering and architectural design firm in 2012. So I'm one of the newbies. I'm here to testify and before you and to advise you how it has helped me in getting known in the community, engineering community, as an owner. I have 28 years experience in the transportation industry as a civil engineer, and I just want to commend the tollway at Gustavo for advocating your DBE program. That's given me the opportunity to establish my company, and I was lucky being selected on one of the construction management sections on the I-90 as a mentor protege, as a protege. And I did learn the processes and policies that one needs to know in order to fulfill our responsibilities. So I want to just request that you keep doing it. I've spoken before board members and board committees, groups, but for the Chicago Air Brothers Association. So this is all new to me. And I just want to let you know that if you give us the opportunity, we will prove ourselves and we will continue on in servicing our professional skills and continue on with helping us. But thank you very much.
Thank you. Next is Jorge Gloger from Chicago. And the topic is small business opportunities. All right.
Good morning. My name is Jorge Glover. We are a small capacity firm providing professional services. We try to get involved in the tollway project. We would like to have a consideration, please, to have a special program for small capacity business. We would like to build, as a small firm, some of the projects that they are out for bid are very high capacity. We cannot afford to provide that. As one of the tasks that we can cooperate is providing certain QAQC, quality control, quality assurance, for projects coming from the phase two, which is already bid, before they get into the hand of the contractor and provide some value engineering. This is one of the tasks that we can provide as a small firm. We would like also to grow from that small capacity. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Next is Lynn Bergstrom from Lake Park. She would like to speak about the Prairie State CBDC. Ms. Bergstrom.
Thank you very much for allowing me to be here. It's an honor. I want to speak to you about the Construction Business Development Center and Tolley Consultants is a consulting firm to work with the CBDC. We work doing outreach, assessments, training, and capacity building for the minority DBEs, MBEs, WBEs that come through the CBDC program. Working with these organizations, doing outreach and assessments, we've come to develop training and education programs and capacity building programs and one-on-one consulting that is geared towards the special needs of these organizations. It has been growing by leaps and bounds. Actually, several of the contractors have successfully bid on contracts, and this is moving into the second phase, getting larger as we go. And one of the things I really want to point out is the unique one-on-one way that the CBDC does outreach through its various sites and programs to identify what is the need and to build the capacity of the organization to do tollway bidding and construction and, you know, all the way from bonding all the way through putting a bid together. Right now are doing an advanced estimating class, which is quite deep, very deep. I know I couldn't be that detail-oriented, but it's one thing they totally can provide. So I want to continue to develop these programs and work with the CDBC to work on the tollway projects. It's exciting. The applicants and the consumers or clients are very excited about it, and it's a great thing. It's a great program. Continue to move forward because it's getting better every year. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Rick Rivera from Chicago, and he would also like to speak on the DBE program and staff, including the Mentor Protege program. Mr. Rivera.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the board. It's a pleasure to be here and an honor, first time speaking also, and echoing the comments of the folks before me, just want to thank the tollway for all the support. We're a firm that started in 2005. I actually started the firm myself, and we're going on 10 years in January. We started the firm originally working the open road tolling program, where I personally, you know, lost my hair working days and nights for the tollway, literally. But it's been an honor and a pleasure, and wouldn't trade the journey for anything. Since 2005, we've grown the firm to 22 full-time staff, half of which come from diverse backgrounds, which I'm very, you know, proud to claim. Half are, you know, women and minorities. Actually, this year we hired 5 female engineers, so we're very proud of that. The DBE program and the Mentor Protege program have been completely vital to the success and growth of our firm. We're actually one of the very first firms to be awarded a Mentor Protege program at the tollway several years ago, and since then we've benefited greatly from the advice and the inside knowledge that we've received from the prime firms that brought us in and really took us under their wing. DBE staff and the engineering staff have been phenomenal. Gustavo and Paul's groups are always, you know, leading the charge in setting up events and just making the larger firms available to small firms like us to meet and network and build relationships. So thank you, Paul and Gustavo, for those opportunities. Again, they're vital. We don't get the opportunity very often to speak to some of the larger firms, and when I first started having a limited networking base, those were crucial to our success and our growth. Finally, I'd just like to say it again that the DB program is essential. It's not something that we can get rid of. It's something that we should, you know, nurture and continue to grow. There's new firms being started every day, and I'm personally happy to, you know, help any new firms that get started and try to provide any mentoring that I can and just, you know, pass it down from all the help that I receive throughout the year from larger firms as well. So thank you again for your time and appreciate being here.
Thank you, sir. Next is Mac Whiteside with from Chicago. Mr. Whiteside.
May.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay.
I have a hard time with your handwriting.
Sorry about
Ms.
that.
Ms. Whiteside.
Yes. My name is May Whiteside of CKL. I'm African-American female-owned firm. I am the owner. I want to say in 2012, prior to having any first opportunity with the Illinois Tollway, assisted me with a job fair that I started and planned for the people in Park Forest, Illinois. The Illinois Tollway was so graceful in allowing a table to be at that fair so that I could help those, even though I was unemployed at the time, help 300 of my closest friends find jobs too. And I want to thank you first for saying that. Now, as a firm, we have seen success here. One of the things I like to say about the Illinois Tollway is that they're one of the few government agencies that's comfortable with seeing a small and or minority or woman-owned firm taking lead on technical projects. So I want to say this is one of the few organizations that has done that since I have been in practice. Another thing I like to say is we've also grown. I was able to hire locally. I took on the toll wage challenge of being able to provide jobs for local residents. So when I had my project in Lake County, and you know, I'm driving from Roseland, so that was a long hike, but when I had a project in Lake County, I hired locally. I had people that lived in Gurnee that actually had a job opportunity. It was their first project of their type for the tollway. So I like to say thank you, continue it, keep the momentum. I know this may be a new board, but please keep the momentum of hiring us. We do a very good job. And thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Whiteside. Next is Orhan Ulger from Chicago, and he would also like to speak on the DBE program.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Orhan Ulger. Before I came to the podium, I thought my speech was going to be unique, but listening, everybody's talking nicely and about the DBE program and tollway. My speech is not going to be any different. Today I'm here to represent the ACEC DBE committee, which I have been chairing for the last year. We started our work last year. We initiated our work last year. We have about 40 companies representing the big capacity companies to five-person capacity companies, wide variety. Like I said, I'm here to thank you for tollway and the DBE program. As you know, the struggling economy with the state, the budget and everything, tollway has been the anchor for the industry, and a lot of companies are surviving because of the existence of the of tollway. Same with the smaller companies. We survive and even grow because of tollway and the DBE program. Like the agency, throughout the years, the DBE program has been very dynamic and innovative and not afraid of applying new things to the program. That's why you can see all these comments today. Finally, I'm not only representing ACEC today, I'm also representing my own company, which I'm part of, which we started 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, we were only three people, and the first job we got was through tollway. We were subbed to a bigger company, but that's how we started growing, and we're here where we are right now, 27 people. Again, I appreciate all your work, the DBE program and tollway. Thank you again, and looking forward to working with you and the industry. Thank you, sir.
Next is Abe Cadaway, and he's from Chicago, and he would also like to talk about the DBE program. Mr. Cadaway.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Abe Adewale. I'm the president of ABNER. We are an engineering company here in Chicago. We have been around for about 15 years now, and all but for the tollway. But before I talk about what we do, I just want to let everyone know that we're singing the praises of the tollway because it's done a phenomenal job, frankly, in being inclusive, creating opportunities to minorities and women. Tollways allow firms like ourselves to grow from our infancy to being a firm that leads a major interchange design. So as you all go through the new I-90, ABNER was responsible for the Lee Street interchange. Our company has been able to grow, hire new staff, and retain staff. It is critically important that the tollway continue to include in its annual program ways of hopefully unbundling the larger projects and creating opportunities for minority and women businesses. Now, not only does the tollway talk the talk, they actually deliver. And that's why you have a lot of my cohorts here talking about how great it is to work for the tollway. To that end, I want to thank you for your leadership, for the leadership of the tollway and its diverse inclusion efforts. And as the program continues to move forward, I thoroughly encourage the board to live up to the expectations that you've already set. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Mamie Lightford. She is from Chicago, and she would like to talk about the CBDC. Ms. Lightford.
Good morning. My name is Mamie Lightford. I'm the owner of J&M Envision 7. And although I am a startup company, I do have 30 years experience in security, traffic control, and cleanup, construction cleanup, which is what my business offers. I'm here to thank you for affording me the opportunity to partake in the services of the CBDC. They are amazing. Not only have they helped me with different certifications, but they offer so many courses, OSHA 30, EPA, QuickBooks, and estimating, which I think is the crust of it. Along with that, they offer the software. We get QuickBooks software, RS means. I mean, everything you can think of, along with the networking opportunities, which helps me to continue to develop my business. And I always thought of the tollway as the tollway, you know, bridges, roads, what have you. But now with the CBC, I see that there are a plethora of things that I can bid on that are vertical as well. So, I just want to thank you for this opportunity, and please continue it, because I will continue to go to every course that they have and advise other people to do the same. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Lightford. Next is Harvin Singh from Chicago, and he would also like to speak.
My name is gender neutral, so
I think I had to look up earlier, so I apologize.
We need
a
male.
You know, I want to thank the board, but before I thank the board, I want to thank these art students for being so patient. But you're watching transparency in action, okay? So when you leave here, this is what you do as an adult, okay? I'm obviously here also to thank the Tollway Board and the Tollway staff for the excellent, as my peers have already spoken about, diversity programs that they have. Oftentimes when we see the disparity numbers, they're just numbers. They don't really reflect what it means to a broader community, a business community, individuals. I'm with Singh & Associates. It's a firm that my father started and that I now run, and we're a full-service design firm. We have had the opportunity to work on the congestion relief program, open road tolling, and now Move Illinois. None of that could have been possible without the programs that are in place, that are growing now with the Veterans Mentor-Protege program that's coming online. Now, how did this happen? It happened through the combined efforts of engineering and your strategic planning and diversity office. It began with an understanding that I'm going to come on board as a sub-consultant. And it took this team to convince other larger firms that small firms can do the job. So I got to be a sub-consultant and meet project managers and other people to show, hey, I can do this too. Then the Tollway brought online the Mentor-Protege program. Now that program went a step further. It gave larger firms an incentive to include a firm like mine to teach me something I don't know. You know, that could be scary in the business environment. Do I really want to teach my competition how to do my job? But it has proven successful, and we're all enjoying a piece of the pie together now. Then, in this process, so that I could become a prime consultant with the Tollway started to encourage the joint venture, the soft joint venture program, which allows a firm like mine to have greater access and greater interaction with Tollway principals and other people who make decisions. And lo and behold, now in the Move Illinois program, my firm is fortunate enough to be a prime on a design upon request contract. It took a while. It took patience. But it took the steady growth of the Tollway's programs and it increased the capacity of my firm. And those programs need the backing of the board. And sometimes when you see those numbers, you don't really recognize that perhaps those numbers are really significant to different people for different reasons. And you guys will soon be presented with the disparity study that the tollway conducted, and these are all the faces that represent those numbers. And I would like to tell you that if there were no goals, a lot of us would not see work. So those goals and the continued program are what is going to allow more competition in the marketplace, and we need these programs to build a pipeline. If you want to see more African-American firms coming into the marketplace or veteran firms coming into the marketplace, you need to create a pipeline, and that's what these programs do. So kudos to all of you, and please continue to support those efforts and let us know how we can support you as you try to be more inclusive and transparent with all of your many programs that help the region. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Singh. Next is Allison Thurman. She is from Batavia. Ms. Thurman.
Good morning. Like he said, my name is Allison Thurman. My company is Art by Allison, and I'm an interior decorator, a decorative painter, a muralist, and a fine artist. But having joined my Chamber of Commerce and been invited to meet with Mr. Mitch Rabin of the Construction Business Development Center, I decided to venture into the construction side of painting and take advantage of opportunities there. And it was there at the Business Center that I was trained in estimating, EPA, OSHA, as well as QuickBooks, as Ms. Lightfoot mentioned before. So I'm looking forward to many opportunities through Illinois Tollway, which I didn't know existed, specifically those that might take place in the facilities where interior decorating opportunities may exist. But I especially want to thank the Tollway for making it possible for me to get my DBE in a short amount of time than I normally would have. I'm already MBE, but the Tollway took part in that and made it happen. I'm very appreciative of that. So I'm looking forward to building my business through the Tollway, and my first venture will be for the dock painting this facility, and hopefully that will lead to fair opportunities. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Stacy Myers, and she is from Chicago. She would like to speak about the Route 53-120 extension. Ms. Myers.
Shorter. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Stacy Myers, and I'm a staff attorney with Open Lands. We are a conservation organization that has connected people to nature for well over a half century. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. Open Lands has appreciated the opportunity to be a member of the Blue Ribbon Advisory Committee for the Route 53-120 project, as well as a participant on the Land Use Committee. And we recognize the significant gains of data and insight that was gathered through that process. There were some wonderful results that came from it. However, we did not support adopting the Resolution and Land Use Strategy Report. One of the conditions of our support on the Blue Ribbon Advisory Council was for local governments to commit to adopting a coordinated land use plan that was regional in scope, with a clear cooperative implementation strategy that protected the natural resources and open spaces in the project area. Unfortunately, that did not happen. None of the environmental organizations that supported BRAC voted to approve the land use strategy, and that marked a clear division of consensus. We didn't have it. I wish I could say that we did. Further, we cannot support launching an environmental study of the project pursuant to the National Environmental Policy Act and other applicable laws. The resolution that we voted upon at that time did not call for either the tollway or IDOT to adhere to the principles and the tenets of the BRAC report. Since we have no commitment to a coordinated regional plan that promotes sustainable development, that protects the sensitive resources and working lands that we care about, we are no longer on track to meet the standards of BRAC. At this point, we are no longer confident that the studied alternatives and the environmental impact statement will incorporate the innovative criteria for road design operations and maintenance prescribed by BRAC as part of the upcoming NEPA process. For these reasons and the ones that we expressed last week, we respectfully state that we should not move forward with the NEPA study at this time, in that the process is premature and a key part of its foundation is already out of sync with the letter and intent of BRAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Myers. Next and last by my list is Adrian Mobley. If anyone else wants to speak, please fill out a yellow card. Otherwise, Ms. Mobley, you will be our last speaker. Ms. Mobley is from Chicago, and she would like to speak about BRAC contractors' participation. Ms. Mobley.
Hi, my name is Adrian Mobley, and I'm here to speak on behalf of Bob Israel, the president of Save Our Community Coalition. And we would like to thank you for allowing us allowing us to speak and you guys hear our concerns. So we would like to first express that Save Our Community is an organization that advocates for increased participation for African American contractors, tradesmen, and women. As you know, the Save Our Community Coalition have been attending these board meetings on a regular basis for 3 years consecutive, and to no avail, we realize that there is disparity as it relates to BRAC contractors getting contracts with the tollway. I hope this board meeting will take in consideration the disparity study that was recently released by Holt and Associates. Bob Israel mentioned last month that BRAC contractors only received $16 million out of a budget of $2 billion plus, and that was from the tollway in the past 5 years, and that number is unacceptable and must increase. There are assist agencies in place to help the minority contractors in the area of compliance. At this time, it does not seem to be very effective. It do seem to be effective as it relates to other minorities, which, according to the tollway's data, has made hundreds of millions more than BRAC contractors. We are concerned as to why this is and what the tollway and road builders together are going to do to correct this disparity concern. We are not blaming one entity over the other. Save Our Community Coalition only want the entities to come together to correct this travesty. It is imperative that the road builders be brought into the room. At a recent meeting, we were advised that the road builders are hindering BRAC contractors' participation on the tollway's multi-billion dollar Move Illinois tollway projects, which is extremely unacceptable. Bob Israel is pleased to know that Governor Bruce Reiner has appointed several new board members to the tollway. The Save Our Community Coalition is looking forward to working closely with the new members, especially Corey Brooks, the chairman, and the executive director. We'd like to thank you for your time, and again, we just look forward to working with you guys to improve in these areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mobley. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? Any other cards filled out?
No,
all right. Hearing nothing, we will thank our public speakers and conclude our public comment portion of the agenda and proceed to the chairman's portion. And the first item under that is approval of the minutes of the last Board of Directors meeting, which was held on October 22nd, 2015. Everyone should have received a copy of those minutes and hopefully had a chance to review them. So I would ask for a motion to approve them as presented.
Motion approved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion, corrections, or questions regarding the minutes of the October 22nd meeting? Hearing nothing, all those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, state aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Those minutes are approved. The next item is approval of minutes of the executive session for October 22nd, 2015. I would ask that we would defer that until after our executive session so that if there is desired discussion on those, we can have them in closed session. Next, we will proceed to committee reports. Is there any report from the Finance, Administration, and Operations Committee?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Gomez, or Director Gomez.
The FAO Committee met on November 10, 2015. The Department of Finance presented the quarterly financial review for the third quarter with a traffic and revenue exceeding amounts budgeted last December and operating capital expenses less than budgeted for the third quarter. The committee recommended three finance items to be placed on today's board agenda for approval, including the renewal of cyber liability insurance policy, renewal of the employee health care plan, and authorization to redeem early a $69.2 million series 1998B bond due January 1st, 2017. Procurement presented five items to the committee. We recommended placing on the full board agenda. Items one and two are for the replacement and upgrading of portable StarCom 21 radios, programming tools, training, and equipment and installation. Items four, five, and six are awards to purchase parts and repair services for overhead garage doors throughout the tollway system, pickup and disposal of scrap tire debris, and portable wheel load weight scales. The committee recommended revising items three for job order contracting for general construction services, which will be presented by Mr. John Donato. Engineering presented 14 items, which were reviewed and recommended for placement on today's board agenda. Engineering item 15 is related to land acquisition and will be discussed in executive session and considered for the full board. The legal department presented one item, an IGA with DuPage County and Village of Bensonville regarding advanced drain work on Elgin O'Hara West Access Project. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Thank you, Director Gomez. Next is a report from the Customer Service and Planning Committee that I chair. We also met on November 12th of this year. We discussed two items. The first was the Central Tri-State Planning Process. It was noted that this is just getting underway, and staff will be evaluating a range of options for the stretch of I-294 between Rosemont, which is Balmoral, and Oak Lawn, which is 95th Street. Staff will be engaging the local communities and stakeholders in a dialogue to help shape the vision and to keep them informed on this project, and staff will report back on a regular basis to the Customer Service Committee. The second item is an item that we are going to address on our agenda today. It is the adoption of two new policies, the tollways excess real property declaration and disposal policy and our annexation policy. These policies were discussed and reviewed with committee members and will be addressed by you next. This came about because we've had conversations with several local governments that were interested in property that is owned by the tollway. Oftentimes, some of our property becomes surplus, and in an effort to aid wherever possible in economic development, we've prepared this policy so that we can aid our local governments, hopefully, in that. And the same is true with the annexation policy. The other item that I would like to report is that the Customer Service and Planning Committee for 2016 is going to schedule monthly meetings instead of quarterly meetings, as there are a variety of issues that the committee would like to consider. We will schedule those meetings, and then some we may cancel if we don't have items, but I think it's prudent to get them on the schedule. So that concludes the report for the Customer Service and Planning Committee, and now I would ask Director Brooks, who is the Chairman of the Diversity and Inclusion Committee, if he would like to make a report. Director Brooks.
Yes. The first meeting of the Diversity and Inclusion Committee was held on October 15, 2015. This committee was formed to provide policy direction and oversight of the tollway's inclusion efforts in construction, professional services, and goods and services contracting, as well as internal and external workforce diversity. The goal of the committee is to review current diversity programs and develop new initiatives that create access to jobs, provide opportunities for small and disadvantaged businesses, support mentoring and training programs, and provide educational and workforce development assistance. The Diversity and Inclusion Committee hopes to benefit the workforce in Illinois the contracting community, and the tollway by breaking down potential barriers to participation and ensuring greater accountability and increased transparency. At the first meeting, the diversity staff gave reports on participation in various DBE programs, an overview on current and upcoming diversity programs, and DBE compliance initiatives. Chief of Diversity, Gustavo Guerrero, provided an update on the recent Diversity Advisory Council meeting and on outreach. Finally, Lisa Williams, Tollway EEO Officer, provided an update on current internal tollway diversity programs. The committee is charged with providing recommendations to the full tollway board by May 1st, 2016. The committee's next meeting is scheduled for December 15th.
Thank you, Director Brooks. We will now move to agenda item number 4 under the chairman's report, which is the approval of the tollway's excess real property declaration and policy, and the tollway's policy on annexation. As I indicated before, both of these have grown out of a desire to work with our local communities, both through their annexation policies and through disposal of our excess property. Everybody should have received a copy of this document, so at this time I would entertain a motion to approve it as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any questions about the document or the policies contained therein, or changes or alterations? Hearing nothing, Madam Secretary, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very well. The Illinois Tollway Excess Real Property Declaration and Disposal Policy and the Illinois Tollway Annexation Policies as presented are approved. I have no additional items, so we will now proceed to the Executive Director, Mr. Bedlow.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We will proceed with our student art contest winners. I will go to the podium for this presentation and ask you to join me upon the presentation to our winners.
Very well.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
As recently as 1996, the population of monarch butterflies in the state of Illinois numbered approximately 1 billion. However, since then, their numbers have declined by nearly 90%. This is attributed to numerous threats, in particular, loss of habitat due to agricultural practices, development, and cropland conversion. In recognition of the importance of the species, the Tollway is working in partnership with the UIC's Energy Resources Center and other federal, state, and local agencies to enhance and restore monarch butterfly habitats throughout northern Illinois. In fact, this year, we initiated efforts to support and assist monarch butterfly populations on more than a square mile across the tollway's property and our mitigation sites, planting milkweed and other species as part of our ongoing construction projects. And we have plans to continue this good work. So this year's 2016 Illinois Tollway Map Cover Art Contest was inspired by these statewide efforts. We received more than 75 outstanding submissions from 33 high schools throughout the region following the contest theme, Save the Monarchs. The submissions were narrowed to the top 10 entries and put out for a public vote to select our finalists, with more than 27,000 public votes cast online. The top four finalists were then reviewed by a panel that included contest sponsors and the Tollway Board of Directors. Today we are honored to have with us the top four finalists, their families and teachers, and we thank you very much for your patience. We thank them and all of the students who participated in this contest for using their artistic talents and creativity to help generate greater appreciation for monarch butterflies. I also would like to thank our contest sponsors, MBRE and Blick Art Materials. With us here today are Richard Jacobson from Blick Art Materials, Officer of Highland Park Administration and Professional Development, and Alma Becerra, General Manager, and Suzanne Hendrick, Director of Asset Management for MBRE. Our grand prize winner will not only have his or her artwork featured on the cover of our 2016 map, which is distributed to more than 100,000 customers, but the winner will also join the rest of our finalists
in receiving gift certificates from Blick Art Material and Case Oasis Tenants. The grand prize winner will receive a $400 gift certificate from Blick Art Materials and $200 in gift certificates from MBRE to use at our Oasis's retail shops and restaurants. Runners-up will receive a $200 gift certificate from Blick and $100 in gift certificates from MBRE. Additionally, all students who participated in the contest will receive